This weekend, a performance on Cherry Street Pier in Philadelphia will pay homage to the black women who sold pepper pot soup on the cobblestone streets of colonial Philadelphia. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on Philadelphia's most liberating soup.
Pepper pot was a hearty stew of leafy greens, root vegetables, cheap cuts of meat, simmered with Caribbean spices. In old Philadelphia, around the time of the Revolution, black women cooked and sold pepper pot as a street food. They would cry out, "Pepper pot, smoking hot."
One of the cool things about the story of pepper pot is that there were these songs associated with selling it that women sang on the streets of Philadelphia.
This is Bill Adair. He's the executive director of Art Philly.
So you can sort of imagine what Philadelphia sounded like in 1776.
In Adair's What Now 2026 festival, the Pepper Pot Peddler song gets a modern update.
It's hot, it's hot, it's fresh, it's fresh. I'm calling you to taste and taste the best.
The best.
The best.
Best.
All right.
Best.
It's hot, it's hot,
that is singer Lauren Lark, backed up by Elle Morris and Joe Stunkenasse, singing one of a suite of Pepper Pot songs composed by Kendra Butler Waters.
The music mixes jazz, there's Caribbean elements of reggae, soca, there's elements of R&B. I'm drawing on the African-American experience of music, trying to convey a story through not only the lyrics, but through the melodies.
Butler Waters' songs will be part of a multidisciplinary performance this weekend, featuring spoken word poetry, visual art, textile art, and of course, soup for tasting. Pepper pot comes from African and Caribbean cuisine that black women brought to America. Despite other colonial cities having sizable free black populations at the time, the soup took root only in Philadelphia. Artist Ashake Denise Brown, who has been researching pepper pot women for years as part of her practice, said this was a uniquely Philly John.
There's something about the energy here in Philadelphia, and I can speak to African-American energy. Think about creativity, think about the music, you think about the art. This is another example, culinary art, of something brewing here in these Philadelphia streets.
The performance, part of the What Now Festival, is curated by V. Shane Frederick, who said the women selling pepper pot would move between and among all of Philadelphia's racial and economic strata.
They would serve these soups in taverns and places, so they also heard things and said things, thinking about what these black women in early United States, what they'd be talking about, probably things like slavery, politics, and these women had their, literally had their ears to the streets. This is much deeper than just soup.
Pepper pot will be performed one time on Saturday at Cherry Street Pier. Admission is free, but registration is required. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.